अथैकोनत्रिंशः सर्गः। खरन्तु विरथम् रामो गदापाणिमवस्थितम् मृदुपूर्वम् महातेजाः परुषम् वाक्यमब्रवीत्। गजाश्वरथसंवादे बले महति तिष्ठता। कृतम् ते दारुणम् कर्म सर्वलोकजुगुप्सितम्। उद्वेजनीयो भूतानाम् नृशंसः पापकर्मकृत्। त्रयाणामपि लोकानामीश्वरोऽपि न तिष्ठति। कर्मलोकविरुद्धम् तु कुर्वाणम् क्षणदाचर। तीक्ष्णम् सर्वजनो हन्ति सर्पम् दुष्टमिवागतम्। लोभात् पापानि कुर्वाणः कामाद्वायो न बुध्यते। हृष्टः पश्यति तस्यान्तम् ब्राह्मणी करकादिव। वसतो दण्डकारण्ये तापसान् धर्मचारिणः। किन्नु हत्वा महाभागान् फलम् प्राप्स्यसि राक्षस। न चिरम् पापकर्माणः क्रूरा लोकजुगुप्सिताः। ऐश्वर्यम् प्राप्य तिष्ठन्ति शीर्णमूला इव द्रुमाः। अवश्यम् लभते कर्ता फलम् पापस्य कर्मणः। घोरम् पर्यागते काले द्रुमः पुष्यमिवार्तवम्। न चिरात् प्राप्यते लोके पापानाम् कर्मणाम् फलम्। सविषाणामिवान्नानाम् भुक्तानाम् क्षणदाचर। पापमाचरताम् घोरम् लोकस्याप्रियमिच्छताम्। अहमासादितो राज्ञा प्राणान् हन्तुम् निशाचर। अद्य भित्त्वा मया मुक्ताः शराः काञ्चन भूषणाः। विदार्याति पतिष्यन्ति वल्मीकमिव पन्नगाः। ये त्वया दण्डकारण्ये भक्षिता धर्मचारिणः। तानद्य निहतः सङ्ख्ये ससैन्योऽनुगमिष्यसि। अद्य त्वाम् निहतम् बाणैः पश्यन्तु परमर्षयः। निरयस्थम् विमानस्था ये त्वया निहताः पुरा। प्रहरस्व यथा कामम् कुरु यत्नम् कुलाधमा। अद्य ते पातयिष्यामि शिरस्तालफलम् यथा। एवमुक्तस्तु रामेण क्रुद्धः संरक्तलोचनः। प्रत्युवाच ततो रामम् प्रहसन् क्रोधमूर्च्छितः। प्राकृतान् राक्षसान् हत्वा युद्धे दशरथात्मजा। आत्मना कथमात्मानमप्रशस्यम् प्रशंससि। विक्रान्ता बलवन्तो वा ये भवन्ति नरर्षभाः। कथयन्ति न ते किञ्चित् तेजसा चातिगर्विताः। प्राकृतास्त्वकृतात्मानो लोके क्षत्रियपांसनाः। निरर्थकम् विकथन्ते यथा राम विकथसे। कुलम् व्यपदिशन् वीरः समरे कोऽभिधास्यति। मृत्युकाले तु सम्प्राप्ते स्वयमप्रस्तवेऽस्तवम्। सर्वथा तु लघुत्वन्ते कथते न विदर्शितम्। सुवर्णप्रतिरूपेण तप्तेनेव कुशाग्निना। न तु मामिह तिष्ठन्तम् पश्यसि त्वम् गदाधरम्। धराधरमिवाकम्प्यम् पर्वतम् धातुभिश्चितम्। पर्याप्तोऽहम् गदापाणिर्हन्तम् प्राणान् रणे तव। त्रयाणामपि लोकानाम् पाशहस्त इवान्तकः। कामम् बह्वपि वक्तव्यम् त्वयि वक्ष्यामि न त्वहम्। अस्तम् प्राप्नोति सविता युद्धविघ्नस्ततो भवेत्। चतुर्दशसहस्राणि राक्षसानाम् हतानि ते। त्वद्विनाशात् करोम्यद्य तेषामश्रुप्रमार्जनम्। इत्युक्त्वा परमक्रुद्धः सगदाम् परमाङ्गदा। खरश्चिक्षेप रामाय प्रदीप्तामशनिम् यथा। खरबाहुप्रमुक्ता सा प्रदीप्ता महती गदा। भस्मवृक्षांश्च गुल्मांश्च कृत्वा गात्तत्समीपतः। तामापतन्तीम् महतीम् मृत्युपाशोपमाङ्गदा। अन्तरिक्षगताम् रामश्चिच्छेद बहुधाशरैः। सा विशीर्णाशरैर्भिन्ना पपातधरणीतले। गदा मन्त्रौषधिबलैर्व्यालीव विनिपातिता। इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे एकोनत्रिंशः सर्गः।
Aranyakanda, Canto 29. Exchange of Hot Words Between Kara and Sri Rama. Sri Rama, for his part, who was possessed of exceptional glory, addressed to Kara, who, having been deprived of his chariot, stood below, mace in hand, the following harsh words, though preceded by soft words. Presiding over a huge army crowded with elephants, horses, and chariots, a ruthless course of action despised by all people has been adopted by you. He who oppresses all created beings is hard-hearted and perpetrates sinful deeds, does not survive, be he the ruler of all the three worlds. Everyone, O Night Stalker, injures him who adopts a severe course of action, running counter to the interests of the people as one strikes a wicked serpent arrived near. He who does not awaken, even though committing sins through greed or concupiscence and feels delighted in doing so, sees with his own eyes the end of his sinful deeds along with his own as a Brahmani, a kind of venomless lizard, perceives its own end through the eating of hailstones. What reward on earth will you get by killing highly blessed ascetics living in the Dandaka forest and practicing virtue, O ogre? Even on attaining lordship, cruel men perpetrating sinful deeds and despised by the people cannot live long any more than trees with rotten roots. The perpetrator of a sinful deed inevitably reaps its terrible consequence when the time comes, even as a tree puts forth its blossom in the proper season. The fruit of one's sinful deeds, O Night Stalker, is reaped not long after, like that of poisoned foods eaten. I have been deputed by the king, my father, O Night Stalker, to take the lives of those who commit terrible sins and wish evil to the people. Penetrating through your body and rending the earth, the arrows decked with gold discharged by me today will reach beyond the earth to the subterranean regions like serpents entering the anthill. Killed in battle today, you will follow with your army those ascetics of pious deeds who have been eaten by you in the Dandaka forest. Let those great sages who were killed by you in the past see you from their aerial cars, killed with my arrows and rotting in hell. Strike as you will and do your best, oh, the disgrace of your race. I shall this very day strike down your head like a palm fruit. Enraged when spoken to as aforesaid and laughing heartily, Kara, who was beside himself with anger, then replied as follows with blood-red eyes to Sri Rama. Having killed ordinary ogres on the battlefield, O son of Dasharatha, how are you extolling yourself, though unworthy of praise? Those jewels among men who are brave or mighty do not speak anything about themselves, puffed up with pride of valor. Only the vulgar, who have not subdued the self and are a disgrace to the Kshatriyas in the world, brag in vain as you do, O Rama. In the course of a battle, when the hour of death is at hand, what heroic man indeed will utter his own praise without any occasion for it, mentioning his own race? Through self-praise, baseness alone has been exhibited by you in every way, as is done by brass, bearing the semblance of gold when heated in fire lighted for the purpose of refining gold. You do not see me wielding a mace and standing immovable like a principal mountain, holding the earth in balance and enriched with minerals. Like Yama, the god of death, standing noose in hand, I, who hold a mace in hand, am strong enough to take your life, as also the life of the inhabitants of all the three worlds. Even though there is much to be said about you, I shall not speak more, for the sun is setting and interruption may be caused thereby in the combat. 14,000 ogres stand killed by you. By bringing about your destruction, I shall avenge their death and wipe away the tears of their dear ones. Saying so, and getting highly enraged, he hurled his mace adorned with excellent gold rings and resembling a blazing thunderbolt at Sri Rama. reducing to ashes the intervening trees and shrubs, that huge and blazing mace released from the hands of Kara drew near Sri Rama. With his arrows, Sri Rama split into pieces that huge mace, resembling the nose of Yama in its deadly action, even as it came flying and while it was yet in the air. Broken and smashed with the arrows, that mace fell on the ground like a female serpent thrown down by the power of charms and herbs. Thus ends Canto 29 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a Rishi and the oldest epic.